Hey there, it's the Daily Review with Brad Munson, and we're back. After a short break of, 45 years or so, the Daily Review has returned. And today the topic is Nat Cassidy and his horror novel about, basically Carrie suffering from a very bloody version of menopause, among so many other things. Yep, we're talking about Mary. But first, 90 seconds or so about what we're doing here. You see, way, way back in 1978, before there were laptops or cell phones, much less the internet, I had this thing on KTMS FM, The Rock on the Coast, in Santa Barbara, California. Every day, 5 days a week, I got to walk into the studio and open up a mic and talk about a new movie or TV show or book or something for about 5 minutes, once in the morning and once in the afternoon. And much to my surprise, people actually listened to it. I kept doing that damn thing every week for more than 4 years, something like 200 episodes. It was kind of the 1970s version of a podcast before the word was even invented. And this was all way before my first novel was published or even written, before my first magazine, before the Amityville Horror or Men in Black or Zombies or any of it. So now, more than half a century later, we're going to do it again. Every day, there'll be a little something in your podcast feed, a review, a commentary, a POV about a movie or a TV show or a book or a comic or an anime or something, and hopefully something new and even unexpected, something you haven't heard about 50 times already that's not saying the same old thing. We're going to cover popular culture from one end to the other, new stuff, old stuff, undiscovered or forgotten stuff. Sometimes it'll be under 5 minutes, sometimes a teensy bit longer, but always worth your time and attention. Like today, Mary by Nat Cassidy. Now, Cassidy is a fascinating guy all by himself. I first heard his work in a science fiction podcast series called Steal the Stars that he wrote with Mac Rogers way back in 2017. Incredibly well-written and performed. I just went back and re-listened to a chunk of that while I was cleaning up after the holiday bacchanalia, and god damn it, this is terrific, even on a third listen. You can still find it free of charge on iTunes and everywhere else, and Cassidy published a novelization of this story. It's about a secret government base built around a crashed alien ship or something like it, and the alien inside it, and the havoc it eventually delivers to the people studying it, and ultimately to the world at large. And the book is still available, too, from Tor Books, so check out the show notes or the blog for links to both. Cassidy is a playwright, too, and a performer. He's even been on Law & Order SVU, like every other actor in New York, and he's good. But it was a small bunch of years, 5 to be exact, before his next novel, Mary, showed up in the middle of 2022. It was well worth the wait. Mary is about, Mary, who at the beginning looks like a singularly uninteresting woman. I mean, she's quiet, middle-aged, unassuming, works in the basement of a bookstore and tries not to be noticed by anyone ever, until she's called back very unwillingly to care for her ailing relative in a small high desert town where she grew up. The relative is awful, the town is oppressive and spooky, and the more we learn about Mary herself, the stranger she becomes, and the more we begin to understand or think we understand her own strange and violent history. And then the killing begins. Look, sometimes in these little reviews I'm going to throw open the spoiler door and talk about the whole book or movie because it's important to what I want to say, but this time I'm going to stick with the teaser. I would hate to deprive you of the revelation on revelation that Cassidy serves up in Mary. It's like a dark flower that just keeps opening and opening and opening, encompassing everything from mass murder to madness to cults and reincarnation and ghosts who are dying to tear you limb from limb. And trust me, that barely scratches the surface. And here's an even better part. The audiobook of Mary is performed absolutely flawlessly by Susan Bennett. Without a doubt, one of the best audiobook performers working today. She's an amazing woman herself. She was the voice of Siri up until iOS 7. She's produced almost 200 audiobooks, 200 in the last decade or so. And she can do multiple voices, accents, ages, all of it. And she does all of that and more in Mary. So completely convincingly, you forget it's only one woman, one voice doing all these characters in every state of being, from hysteria and high dudgeon to dying in a box in the desert. I mean, seriously, even if you don't know Nat Cassidy's work yet, experiencing Bennett's performance is worth every minute. Now, Cassidy has a new book out, too, Nestlings, published in late October, apparently about vampires in the version of the Dakota Hotel in New York. Well, I'll be eating up and talking about that pretty soon, but meanwhile, you could do way worse than starting off your new year with Mary. Links, as usual, are in the show notes. It's a dark, disturbing tour de force that is so worth it. And that's it for today's Daily Review. I'm here with something new every day, Monday through Friday, every damn week, so come on back whenever you can stand it. There are links to what we've been talking about in the show notes and in the accompanying blog on thebradmunson.com. Take a look, and please do all the normal stuff like rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or any podcatcher of your choice. Tell your friends, invite your mom, you know, spread the word, and let me know what you think. You can also follow me for more and different stuff on Instagram or Threads at thebradmunson, and on my website, weirdly enough called thebradmunson.com. So until next time, I'm Brad Munson, and that's the Daily Review.